Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're online at soundcheck.org.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Pianist, composer, guitarist, and singer Gabriel Kahane has found inspiration in some pretty odd places over the years. The seedy underbelly of Craigslist, the Works Progress Administration's travel guides, Coney Island freak shows. But for his new album, The Ambassador, Gabriel turns his gaze toward a place that his family has sometimes called home. That's Los Angeles. And today he's going to start us off with a song called Ambassador Hotel, and it actually has a specific L.A. address. 3400 Wilshire Boulevard is the subtitle. We'll talk about that in a minute, but first here is Gabriel Kahane and part of the band that he's brought into the Soundcheck studio to play Ambassador Hotel.
One, two, three, four. I am the night watchman. I stand by the door. Some 15,000 nights I have stood here for all of you actuaries, that's 46 years. They'll be closing up the hotel when the morning sun appears. Wilshire was a wilderness when they thought to build this place, but soon the starlets were arriving like they were runners to a race. 21 summers on a steep descending slope, since that midnight in the pantry when the country lost its hope. Cut the lights off in the nightclub, strip the linens from the bed, tell the busboys and the bellmen, better get it through their head that they won't be back tomorrow. And it grieves me to tell you why the ambassador's been bleeding out, now they've let her die. Saturnalia every Saturday, and the salad days long gone. Douglas Fairbanks, Mary Pickford would be wrestling on the lawn. Well, I shook hands with seven presidents, I may have flirted with their wives, but my heart is in the hotel when the wrecking ball arrives. Cut the lights off in the nightclub, strip the linens from the bed, tell the busboys and the bellmen, better get it through their head that they won't be back tomorrow. And it grieves me to tell you why the ambassador's been bleeding out, now they've let her die. '1968, I won't mention for the hurt, except to quote the one who wrote, the doom was woven on his shirt. I am a statue in the doorway, there are no guests, there is no sound, but for the rasp of plastic palm trees and a seagull on the ground. If they could bury me in the ballroom, I'd be content to fade away, with the ghosts as my companions right beyond my dying day. Cut the lights off in the nightclub, hear the walls begin to sing of olden days and golden days when Valentino was the king. No, I won't be back tomorrow, and it grieves me to tell you why the ambassador's been bleeding out, now they've let her die. The ambassador's been bleeding out, now they've let her die. The ambassador's been bleeding out, now they've let her die.
That is Gabriel Kahane live on Soundcheck with The Ambassador Hotel, 3400 Wilshire Boulevard. That is the full title of the song, which will appear on Gabriel's new record called The Ambassador, accompanied by Rob Moose at our piano here in the Soundcheck studio. The rest of the band will be joining Gabriel and Rob in just a moment. Gabe, good to see you again.
Great to see you, John.
So it didn't occur to me until listening carefully to the lyrics here, the Ambassador Hotel must have been where RFK was killed.
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay, because there are several references to that, you know, that tragedy, that night,
yeah,
1968,
yeah,
et cetera. So 3400 Wilshire Boulevard, what's there now?
There's a high school, or actually a series of schools, called the Robert Kennedy, I think it's called the Robert Kennedy Community Schools.
Oh.
And there was a protracted battle over the preservation of the site. It was sort of a three-way, very, very tense battle between the LA Unified School District, the LA Preservation Society, and the Kennedy family. The Kennedy family wanted the hotel torn down, mm-hmm, as did the school district, so as to serve some very in-need students who were being bused out of that area, sort of Koreatown-ish. And so, you know, it's a bittersweet loss architecturally. I think it was the first time that Los Angeles had a sense of its own history and, mm-hmm, what they stood to lose. There are lots of great clips on YouTube of sort of sit-ins where people were not in the hotel, but,
right,
events where folks were really trying to save this beautiful place.
So as with each song on the record, that one has an address appended to the title.
Mm-hmm.
Did you write each of these songs on location, as it were?
No, not exactly. I somewhat arbitrarily selected these 25 addresses, some because the architecture was significant, some because the addresses were, you know, for example, film locations like the Bradbury Hotel, or sorry, the Bradbury Building, which has been used in hundreds and hundreds of film and television, yeah, locations, most notably probably in Blade Runner, Ridley Scott's wonderful cult classic from 1982. But the organizing principle was actually a suggestion from a friend of mine, the theater director, John Tiffany, who said, why don't you pick 25 addresses and write 25 songs? And I got to 20 and then chose 10 of them.
Okay. And they're stories as well as songs. And there's a character, it seems, in each one.
Yeah. I think this was a great opportunity for me to really kind of get out of the way in terms of trying to put aside the confessional mode. I think there's really only one song on the record that is even remotely sung by me, Gabriel Kahane.
Right, right.
And there was a great joy for me in getting inside all of these different characters.
Well, now, how long did you live in? I mean, you were born in L.A., but you didn't live very long
No,
there.
We actually moved away when I was about 2.5 to just outside of Boston. And so I've really only grown to know Los Angeles as an adult. And I think I had inherited that kind of dogma. There's a New York
yes,
anti-LA dogma. And both having grown up in Northern California, which has its own ire or antipathy for LA, and then also now having lived in New York for more than a decade, that was my inheritance, which over the last 6 or 7 years really began to crumble as I discovered this just incredible beauty and pathos in Southern California.
And of course, there's still a family connection. Your dad, Jeffrey Kahane, is the longtime music director of the L.A. Chamber Orchestra.
Yes, yes. Although, so, sadly, he's announced that he will be leaving in 3 seasons after 20 years.
Okay. Yeah.
But
he's going to take 3 seasons,
yes,
to say goodbye. That's how it works in the classical music world. Right. I'm leaving in 7 years.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, you know, we think of L.A., with the exception of Blade Runner, as a pretty sunny place.
Mm-hmm.
You find a lot of darkness in these L.A. addresses, in these L.A. stories.
Yeah, you know, I think I didn't really understand the true meaning of noir. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding of what noir, you know, film noir means.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it really has to do with the juxtaposition of light and shadow. And noir could only come out of a place like Los Angeles, where you have this incredible sunshine, and then you also have this sort of shadowy underbelly that's so beautifully expressed in novels by Raymond Chandler and James M. Cain, and in those early film adaptations of those novels, and then all the way up through the sort of neo-noir of Blade Runner. And to me, it's not about throwing shade, literally, mm-hmm, on Los Angeles. It's really about mining the pathos of what I think is a city that deserves to be taken seriously, and, you know, and not dismissed out of hand as this sort of hotbed of superficial breast enlargement surgery or something.
Right. I mean, it is the town of Hollywood, but it's also the town of Laurel Canyon. And
and also an incredible architectural community, the German and Austrian emigres who came in the 20s and 30s, people like Richard Neutra and R.M. Schindler and Frank Lloyd Wright, obviously not from Europe. Mm-hmm. But the achievements in the residential architecture in Los Angeles are just stunning, and they've informed how everything is built in this country, not just in Southern California.
So is The Ambassador a song cycle then?
I find those two words, they can be a little fussy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really know. I think it's an
what
impression.
If I said concept album instead of song cycle?
I mean, it's definitely a concept album. Yeah. I think I'm inviting listeners, when it's released, to think of it kind of as a treasure hunt where I'm planting these clues in the addresses and in the dedications for each song to sort of mine, for the listener to mine the point of view of each song.
Well, now that's, because there are addresses in each song title, we've done a little Google Map stuff for some of them. And for the next song you're going to play for us, Veda, One Pierce Drive does not appear on Google Maps.
Yes, that's because it's made up.
Well, and we did a little further research, and it seems like this is going back to a fictional L.A. from a film.
Yeah, so this goes back to first James M. Cain's beautiful, beautiful, and I think underrated novel, Mildred Pierce, which was then made first into the very famous film starring Joan Crawford, from which my song is sort of derived, in which I will be singing as Joan Crawford, which I know all of you listening at home have just been waiting for your whole lives for me to be Joan Crawford. And then more recently, who was it? Todd Haynes
who made the
one with Kate Winslet,
mm-hmm.
which I think was much more faithful
to the book,
the original book. But the premise of Mildred Pierce is that Mildred has basically given her husband an ultimatum, her husband having been in real estate, and they lived in a model home on Pierce Drive, and she sort of kicks him out. And it's, for its time, it was an incredibly daring story of a single woman, divorcee,
mm-hmm.
Who strikes out on her own in the chicken business.
I don't know this from seeing the movie, but from looking it up on Wikipedia, Veda is the name of her 16-year-old daughter.
Yes, she's a piece of work.
Okay. You wanna do it for us here in the studio?
Yeah, we'd love to.
All right. The album is called The Ambassador. It comes out on June 3rd. Gabriel Kahane is with us on Soundcheck, playing some songs from it for us. He'll go to the piano this time. Rob Moose will pick up the guitar. Alex Sopp playing keyboards for us today. Matt Johnson behind our drum kit and Chris Morrissey playing the bass. Let's hear Veda, subtitled One Pierce Drive, from the album Ambassador, but this is a live performance on Soundcheck.
Savage mind will fashion a day with you.
stars beneath which you would deliver. Gave you cold-hearted pride. You looked down on your mother who loved you. You take without grace those smiles that don't.
That is Gabriel Kahane and his band live on Soundcheck with a song called Veda, subtitled One Pierce Drive. Not a real address, but a fictional one. The song dedicated to Joan Crawford and referring to the film Mildred Pierce. The band, Gabriel Kahane at our piano and the rest of the gang will be playing at Rockwood Music Hall on June 5th and at Littlefield in Brooklyn on June 6th. The album, The Ambassador, comes out on June 3rd, but we're getting a bit of a preview. Now, here's a real address, 2800 East Observatory Avenue. If you look that up on Google Maps, you will find yourself in the middle of Griffith Park. And in fact, that is the name of the song. From Gabriel Kahane and Company, here's another live performance on Soundcheck.
You're on the porch amidst the pith of seven rotten oranges and regrets that you unraveled after pulling them off the tree. I drove through cardiac traffic to get here. Bodies hanging out of windows, gunned the throttle, killed the bottle. All so's not to see. My head was a sledgehammer, the lawns were impeccably manicured, but the council found a blade was out of place, and that there be hell to pay. Today I'm here to exact revenge on behalf of all the overwatered greenery. But then my luck, my love survived the blast from ground for most of 7 years since the studio wars went nuclear. They brought Mitchell from the nursing home to negotiate detente, and in the aftermath they crawled out the game show hosts and actors, the holy ghosts and pastors, the corn-fed boys in leather and an alcoholic aunt. Mankind mistrust. Thank you. I hear the radiations fall. We'll put a blanket on the overlook. Watch the half-life neon crawl. All the leaves will fall to black. I'll put sunscreen on your back. And we'll hike to the observatory. Take you to the movies, though they haven't got concessions or a picture on the screen. And we will dance the darkened theater, and playing it from memory, we'll run through Kiss Me Deadly, and we'll laugh about the ending as we pantomime each scene.
Once again, Gabriel Kahane, live on Soundcheck, singing, playing the piano, Rob Moose on guitar, Alex Sopp doing some backing vocals. She also played a bit of keyboard. Chris Morrissey on bass and also doing some backing vocals. Matt Johnson behind our drum kit. It sounds, Gabe, like you couldn't decide on between two rhythms, so you just had Matt play both of them at the same time.
That is the general spirit in which Matt and I work together, is that I give him impossible drum parts and he humanizes them.
So like much of your music, kind of blurring the distinction between a classical art song and some species of pop song, The Ambassadors, the name of the record, comes out on June 3rd, and that song called Griffith Park, subtitled 2800 East Observatory Avenue. You said before that virtually every song, with maybe one exception, is someone else singing. Is this the exception? Is this you singing, more or less?
Yes and no. I mean, the premise of the song is, you may have gleaned, sort of a date after the apocalypse.
I missed the apocalypse part. All right.
You know... what does it say? I want to take you to Griffith Park. I hear the radiations falling.
Okay. I just thought maybe there was something in the observatory that I didn't know about. I mean, what do I know?
No, I think this song came from this observation. I watched a lot of movies while I was writing this record and discovered that Hollywood likes nothing more than to destroy Los Angeles on film. And there's a Slovenian philosopher slash comedian whom I really admire named Slavoj Žižek, who has this great essay about how people in the third world fantasize about coming to America for a better life. So what do people in America fantasize about? And he says that Hollywood, as the subconscious of us all, is expressing this desire for something so horrific to happen that we're sort of wrested out of our privilege and forced to sort of confront the world in a less mediated way.
Yeah.
And he talks a lot about the film The Matrix in conjunction with this. So in a way, Griffith Park is sort of an homage to that line of thinking, Hollywood's propensity for destroying L.A. and then kind of re-personalizing the song.
Let's not forget Hollywood has taken a few shots at New York over the years as well.
It has indeed.
The Ambassador is the name of the record, out on June 3rd. Gabe, always a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having us, John.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.